on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. And by Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway, so much sandwich.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
All right. Listen, Jerry, we're talking about another network of good stuff provided by the Home Depot Foundation. You know,
there's no end to it.
There's no end to it. I mean, I don't know.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They support all the great causes. Just another one. Now, you've heard of Meals on Wheels
forever.
And they do some great work. You're going to be really surprised at about what the ones in East Texas are doing. I mean, this is really pretty cool. Meals on Wheels, Central Texas is where this is, in Austin. And we've got the CEO, Adam Hauser, president and CEO of Meals on Wheels, Central Texas, on with us. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, this is pretty exciting, and especially because we have a very close connection with a person that you guys are super serving right now. And we're talking about the oldest living veteran, Richard Overton, who lives in Texas. And in just a little bit, we're going to replay an interview we did with Richard. 2013, Jerry, was the last time we talked to Richard.
It doesn't seem that long ago.
I know. And at that time, he was only 107 years old.
Yep.
He was only 107. Well, he's
giving me a prescription for longevity.
Yes,
and
right.
And that was smoke cigars and drink whiskey,
yes,
if I recall.
Exactly. Well, he likes a little, just a little shot of whiskey.
And have a girlfriend.
In his coffee and have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right. He's 111 now.
Wow.
And he's lived in his home for more than 70 years.
Man.
Just think about that part.
I know.
He's lived in the same house for 70 years. So, obviously, the house needs to go through a whole refurbishing thing. And apparently Meals on Wheels in Central Texas, they just completed a home makeover.
What?
For Richard.
They do that?
Yeah, Adam, I didn't even know you guys did stuff like that.
We do indeed. Everybody knows us from our meals service, but Meals on Wheels Central Texas is committed to a holistic vision. So we actually provide a continuum of services to allow the people we serve to age in place. And one of those services that we provide in addition to our meal service is home repair.
How did you come to know about Richard Overton?
So we have one of our case managers that works here, actually has known Mr. Overton for many years and went by his house to pay a visit to him. And that's where she noticed the work that needed to be done to his home.
What kind of work needed to be done?
So
probably everything, huh?
A lot. And I think it's an important point that you mentioned that he's been in his home for 70 years, because that's a key component of our goal, which is to allow people like Mr. Overton to stay in the place where all of their treasured memories, and they've raised their families and they have familiar surroundings, and we want them to be able to stay there. And so this case manager came back to our office and reported that his house was not healthy and safety for him any longer, and provided a whole series of things that we needed to do. And so those include he had the original wiring from the house that was installed in 1948.
Wow.
Yeah.
In 1948.
1948.
Wow.
So
the old cloth wrap wire that the mice like to eat.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we replaced all of that original wiring and electrical service to prevent dangerous conditions in his house. Another thing we did is made his bathroom safer. He had an old fixtures in there, tub, toilet, sink. and we wanted to make the bathroom more accessible to Mr. Overton, and so we put in a roll-in shower and a new toilet and a lavatory so that his bathroom would be much more accessible than it was before we did the work.
You know, it's amazing to me, Adam. You know, you're talking about all these renovations. That's got to be great for somebody that's 70 or 80. But, I mean, you talk about a guy that just turned 111 years old. Man, that has to change his life, huh?
Absolutely. And that's, again, that's what we're in the business of doing, is changing people's lives for the better. And Mr. Overton's home was no longer safe and healthy for him, and it was not as accessible as it should be, particularly for somebody, like you said, at his age of 111. And we are just honored to be able to work on this project and celebrate frankly, an iconic veteran like Mr. Overton.
Absolutely, yeah.
And be able to celebrate and give back after the sacrifices he's made serving our nation.
But he's got somewhat of a celebrity status, of
right.
course.
Yeah.
But your services aren't limited to people like Mr. Overton. I mean, any senior have accommodations made to their home, anything that's needed?
That's correct. And we have a wow. very robust home repair program that serves a lot of folks in addition to veterans, but we've served a lot of veterans with this program through this partnership that we have with the Home Depot Foundation. So we're very honored and proud to be able to celebrate our veterans with this program. I think we've done over 200 projects for
wow.
Veterans in our area.
Just in your area, just there in Central Texas?
Just in Central Texas, that's correct.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, Home Depot Foundation, talk about them just a little bit, if you will, Adam, about it's just amazing to us that every show we're talking about them, because they're partnered with so many great organizations that are doing great things for veterans.
They were absolutely key to this project, and we're, again, very honored to partner with somebody like the Home Depot Foundation to help us with this. And they were key in two ways. One, they, of course, provided financial assistance so that we were able to have the funds available to do the work we needed to do to Mr. Overton's home. And then the other great thing about working with the Home Depot Foundation is, as you know, they have their retail stores all over the country,
sure.
Many in Central Texas, and they provide a employee volunteer team. And so we work closely with, they call them Team Depot, and
yeah.
we work closely with them, and they came out and did a lot of work at Mr. Overton's house as well, partnering with us and the contractors we use to do the repairs. But let me focus on one key thing that the Team Depot volunteer team helped us with. They put new flooring on Mr. Overton's porch, and I raise that because of what y'all said earlier, which is Mr. Overton likes to spend a lot of time smoking his cigars and drinking whiskey and greeting
right.
his countless friends and visitors on that porch.
Yeah.
So he's very happy, and he loves the new work that was done on his front porch.
I'll bet. Oh,
so
that's cool.
Would you be able to accomplish what you're doing without the assistance of Home Depot?
Absolutely not. We have multiple funding sources for home repair, but it's always a challenge for us. We have some government funding, which you cannot always count on. But to have this relationship and partnership with a foundation like the Home Depot Foundation is just absolutely critical for us to be able to repair the homes that we're
I'm just blown away that Meals on Wheels does this kind of work. I mean, do all of the Meals on Wheels across the country do that? The kind of home renovations?
They do not, and frankly, we've been kind of a leader in expanding the mission of Meals on Wheels, and there are more Meals on Wheels organizations around the country that are now venturing into the home repair business, and we are happy to help mentor our sister agencies in growing those programs, but we've really been the leader in developing a home repair service line as part of the Meals on Wheels mission.
Now, you get funding from the federal government, of course. How about state government? You receive any kind of funding from them?
We do. We get funding from at the federal level, the state level, and the local level.
Hey, Adam, we're going to take a quick break. You were talking to Adam Hauser, the president and CEO of Meals on Wheels. in Central Texas, and we'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline.
Welcome back to the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Meals on Wheels, not just meals anymore. They do a lot more than that, at least in Central Texas. And Adam Hauser is with us, president and CEO. Yeah, I thought Meals on Wheels was going to be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, in the news so much.
That was a question I had. Yeah. I don't want to put you in a sticky spot, but, you know, not that long ago, Meals on Wheels were sharing the headlines that services were going to get cut. Tell so us a little, where do you fit in this proposed budget, the federal budget? Where you guys fit in on that?
Yeah, great question. And so I will share with you that there are still significant threats to our funding at the federal level in the proposed budget that's on the table right now. And for our organization, we get funding for our nutrition program, our food programs through the Older Americans Act, which is way underfunded right now to meet the demand. As I'm sure your listeners know, the fastest growing demographic, certainly in our area, if not the nation, is the older adult population. And frankly, the current level of funding is not sufficient to meet that demand and needs to not only be not cut, it needs to be increased. And then there are community development block grants, which are on are proposed to be eliminated altogether, and that is another source of funding that we use for our home repair program.
Well,
and we are heavily involved in an aggressive advocacy campaign right now, being led by our National Trade Association, to try to persuade our friends in Washington to not adopt the current proposed budget.
And what would that mean to the seniors in Central Texas that funding is eliminated?
It would mean that we are not we would be serving fewer meals and we would be repairing fewer homes.
Well, but that just kind of underscores, though, I mean, that partnership with the Home Depot Foundation.
How important
that is. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we always want to have a diverse funding base. We want to have close relationships with private funders as well, so that we're not put in a position of not being able to provide this sorely needed service in our community.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty connected personally with some friends of mine who serve Meals on Wheels. And it's not that's not a luxury for these seniors.
No, they rely on it.
They have to
sustenance.
Have those meals. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, any kind of a funding cut, I can't even imagine, having to tell somebody that you serve that you're no longer going to have the meals show up.
Well, we certainly don't want to be in that position, and you're absolutely right. This is not a luxury. The people we serve are low income and living in conditions where they cannot meet their basic needs, like being able to feed themselves. Mm-hmm. And these programs are absolutely critical for the health and welfare of older adults that we serve. And,
so, Adam, what is your background? How did you get involved with Meals on Wheels?
Great question. I got involved as a volunteer. I was actually a young lawyer. I was an attorney in my prior career, and as a young lawyer in Austin, Texas.
Oh, so you're trying to make up for that.
Exactly. I wanted to give back, and I volunteered in 1988, and I've been delivering every Friday for almost 30 years.
Wow, that's cool.
Good for you.
That is really great. That's so cool. And I know that just from the people I know that do that same kind of volunteering for Meals on Wheels, it gets to be kind of an addiction, doesn't it? I mean, it really, you get so much out of it as much as you're giving.
Definitely a mutual relationship. Absolutely. We have over 7,500 volunteers, and they have extremely close relationships with the people that they deliver to on their routes. And some have become members of their family. They check in on them all the time. And, of course, that's the beauty of our mission. We're not just delivering a meal.
Sure.
We're delivering that companionship and that safety check as well.
Man, that's great stuff.
It is really great stuff. Yeah.
Well, I love it. And it's a great organization, and we do great things. And I'm happy to be a very small part of it.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate the time. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Thank you.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, one of our great partners, one of our great friends of the program, ADT, and they are doing all kinds of stuff.
I feel safer already.
You should feel safe because
just
ADT is in charge. Yes, absolutely. And they love veterans.
They
love veterans. And here to talk about it is Jay Robertson. Jay is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for ADT. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Hey, you got some military folks in your family, huh?
I do. My father is a retired Marine, and my brother is active duty in the Air Force. So definitely military background here. And, you know, we support, obviously, all of the military. But, of course, I support my two favorite military guys, my dad and my brother.
You better support your father since he's retired gunnery sergeant.
That's right.
He will put a boot you know where.
Yes, he will. Absolutely.
And he has done that a few times. So for sure.
He has, yeah.
Hey, let's talk, Jay, just a little bit about some of the veteran recruitment at ADT and what you guys really go after veterans in a big way, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud to support veteran recruitment and development. ADT employs nearly 2,000 veterans across almost every role in the company, from our customer care agents all the way up to our senior leadership team and in our corporate office. So we have a lot of events and programs that we run to, you know, obviously recruit and try to find veterans, but we also give back. So we have several programs where we have community service across the country. We call this program Always Cares. It's an employee-run program, so our employees across our 200 locations volunteer their time and essentially to any special causes that they're interested in, and many of them place a special focus on supporting our local veterans groups.
Yeah. So how do they do that? What are you talking about in terms of the actual work that
partner up with them on community projects or?
Yeah, so for this one, for sure, we how we get involved with our veterans and these local causes is it is many different ways. We've had employees sponsor 5K runs to support veteran groups. We've done honor flights where we've actually flown our veterans out to special events in Washington, D.C. And then it can be as simple as, just finding a veteran that needs some support and actually doing, local things for them, building a deck, cleaning up their yard, mowing their yard, those types of things. So it's really wide-ranging and, certainly, something we're extremely proud of, especially as it relates to the veteran groups.
I mean, veterans and ADT have to be a really good match.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, being in the military, of course, you have to have an education. And everything is technical. Even if you're an infantryman anymore, you got to be computer savvy.
Oh, yeah.
Know how to use
tech
the various
savvy,
systems and things like that. So when they separate from the military, I mean, you've already got this pool of people to draw upon that are
right.
I mean, they know what they're doing.
You're absolutely right. And what we find is, for sure, the folks that come to us from the military have fantastic training. As you guys probably are well aware, a very good work ethic, and certainly have that passion to serve. And at ADT, we also have a passion to serve. We're doing it in a different way, but obviously, the military is serving our country, whether it be here in the United States or around the world. And at ADT, we have a passion to serve our country as well in terms of helping to protect, families and homes and property of all of the folks across the country. So I think it's a good partnership and a good match when you think about, our ADT passion to serve, as well as, the military guys who separate from the military and are looking for that next step in their career.
Hey, Jay, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say they've got about 2,000 veterans that work for ADT now, and I don't know if everybody understands about ADT in terms of what you guys do and what you can offer in terms of employment. But can you give us an idea of maybe some of the jobs that might be available?
Sure. So ADT is synonymous with safety and security. We feel everyone deserves to feel safe, to have peace of mind that when an emergency happens, that someone has their back. The ADT's been in business for 143 years.
That blows me away. That blows me away.
So, what'd they do 143 years ago for security?
Yeah, 143 years ago, we were a telegraph company, actually, and moved into the security industry back in the 80s. But, we're older than some of the well-known brands out there, Chevron, GE, Coca-Cola, Ford. So, but in terms of roles across the organization, the sky's the limit. We have customer service. We have field technicians. We're like any large organization. We have, jobs and roles associated with corporate functions. But, what I would encourage any veterans out there who might be looking for a job to do is to visit our career line at ADT.com/careers.
Yeah, and you guys have done, in terms of security, let's talk about that a little bit, because veterans and ADT, they're both in the business of protection. And now with all the, especially now in the world that we live in, with all the terrorist threats and different things like that, if you're not protected in your home, then that's on you anymore, because ADT makes it very easy for that to happen.
Yeah, and you know? Years ago, I used to run this company, and I had to open and close and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Set the alarms, it was an ADT system. And, always, especially on a holiday or a weekend, I'd get a call in the middle of the night from ADT saying the alarm's off. I have to get in my car.
Yep.
Physically drive to the building.
Yeah.
People don't have to do that.
That's right.
You can be... Right, Jay. You can be sunning yourself on a beach in the Bahamas.
That's right. If somebody's left the door open.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
That's right, and that's one of the things that really separates a company like ADT from other options that people may have out there. It's that peace of mind of knowing that somebody is there 24/7, 365 days a year, just like our military is for us. We have that in our monitoring center, and our monitoring agents are passionate about serving our customers. And, when something happens in your home, that's one thing. You can act and you can do something about that.
Yeah.
But when something happens when you're not there, who's there to really know that that's happening and to be able to take action? That's where ADT comes in. And we're very proud of the work that we do to serve our customers and, really deliver on that peace of mind that they need.
Yeah, but you can download an app. Right? Sit there on the beach with your iPhone or your Android, I guess.
Do you have to be on the beach to be protected?
Preferably on the beach. Right. Or you could be on a boat.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a boat.
That's right.
You're on a boat, and you've got this great app.
That's right. We have our Pulse app, and our Pulse app, we introduced it back in 2010. It's the first mass market security and home automation platform. Using smartphones or tablet to control your security system and really your home automation system. So to your point, anywhere you are in the world, whether that's on a boat or on a beach, we all prefer the beach, of course, but anywhere you are in the world, as long as you have an internet connection, you'll have the ability to know what's happening at your house, whether that's arming and disarming your security system,
that's pretty cool.
Whether that's controlling your door lock, your lights, your thermostat, your garage doors, or even, viewing in on video cameras that you may have in your house, anywhere you are in the world. So there's a lot of, different scenarios that come to mind. I'm sure your listeners can think about where something like that would be extremely convenient and quite frankly, very comforting to know that you can check in on your loved ones at home. You can check in to see if your home's safe. Did I forget to lock the door? Did I forget to close the garage door?
Right. Yeah.
There's so many different scenarios. And our ADT Pulse application helps provide, that peace of mind essentially to those users from anywhere they are in the world.
Well, one thing of that Pulse program is you can control the lighting, right? Turn the lights on and off?
That's correct.
Okay. I see all sorts of potential for that.
Oh, yeah.
For messing with somebody.
Yeah. No, not just for messing with people. Hey, Jay, we're talking to Jay Robertson, Senior Vice President of Marketing for ADT. And, it's just all about peace of mind, right? I mean, to have that peace of mind wherever you are. And you guys, in addition to working with veterans and hiring veterans, you got all kinds of deals for veterans, and especially with your relationship with the USAA. We're very familiar with USAA. Talk about that a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So we're proud to be a partner of USAA. We have a 20-plus year relationship with USAA. And, you know, we share their mission to take care of those who take such great care of our country. And through our partnership, our goal really is to bring, you know, that peace of mind to our service members and their families. And, you know, through the partnership, USAA members can enjoy special benefits from ADT on our security systems. Things like, of course, special discounts on the installation and monitoring. We have a 3-month deployment credit for any of our members that might be deployed.
That's pretty cool.
Things like price lock guarantees. There's a whole list of benefits that USAA members enjoy, you know, with the ADT partnership.
You know what's a great tool? You know, it's great for home security, and it's something very simple. You get that little sign that you stick in your front lawn that says protected by ADT.
Yeah, that's right.
That means a lot.
It does. First line of defense right there is just somebody knowing that you've got a security system that's monitored by ADT.
Well, and that says a lot about ADT, too. You know, you talk about other services, other systems that may be out there. I'm not going to be
protected by Acme Home Security.
That's right. This house, Eddie's Home Security, you know, you're not going to be, but it says a lot about the ADT name that means so much.
It's reputation.
Right.
And it's name recognition. You know, it's all about the brand, and crooks know what that brand means.
They better
move on down the road here.
Yeah, that's right.
But that lighting thing, let's go back to that. I mean, I would invite somebody to stay at my house if I was out of town.
Yeah, right.
And then I would mess with the lights.
Right. Sure you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many different scenarios. And you know, I can share a story where I was out of town, and we actually had completely forgot that we had somebody that was coming over to borrow some tools from me. And with my app, I was able to pull out my phone and unlock the door, disarm the alarm, let them in. And actually, I used the camera to kind of watch and see what they were doing while they were in there. And then when they left, I locked it back up and armed the system, all from my cell phone.
That's pretty cool.
And that is just such a convenience.
You didn't quite trust your friend, did you? You didn't know what they were doing.
Did you happen to be on a beach at the time? Hey, Jay, just real quick, tell me about, because now the Pulse system you're talking about, Jerry, is compatible with Amazon Alexa.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, the next frontier in a lot of ways in terms of innovation is voice. And with the, you know, release of Amazon Alexa, and there's several other products that do the same thing, there's just a lot of different use cases for using your voice to do things in your home. And, you know, one of the things that we're proud of is we partner with Amazon, and we now have compatibility with Alexa. And essentially, the 2 million Pulse customers that I mentioned that we have now that have that Pulse application can use Alexa to arm and disarm their system using their voice. They can control the lights, the locks, the garage door using their voice. And you know, obviously, we're working on actively expanding the features and add more skills to allow our customers to do more with their security system. So, yeah, I think, you know, this is an interesting area where, you know, we're going to see this this voice enablement really take off. And obviously at ADT, we want to be at the forefront of that.
Remember the old Jetson cartoons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not far away.
Not far away. No. And see, Jerry, this is great for you. Jerry likes Alexa because it's the only time that he actually says something and people do it. So he enjoys Hey, Jay, thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, buddy.
And listen, ADT.com, that's the best place to find out everything, right?
That's correct, ADT.com. And I appreciate you guys having me on the show today.
Great job.
You got it, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Great thing about doing this show, when we get to talk about stories, Jerry, this is a great story. Oh, my gosh. We found him. The oldest living veteran in the United States. Richard Arvine Overton. And had a great story on the news about this gentleman. Obviously, World War II vet. He's, you'll see. Mr. Overton?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Doing good. Listen, it's an honor to talk to you. It's just a privilege. And when's your birthday?
1906.
Wow. That's just amazing. And so you're smoking. How many cigars a day do you smoke?
I smoke 12, 13, something like that.
12 cigars a day. And you told me this morning that you already look better than I do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you smoke better cigars than Randy does.
That's right.
Is that what I said? I look better than you do?
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, no. I don't know how you look yet. Hey, look at you.
You don't want to look at
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Trust
no,
me on
no.
that.
Hey, what? What? So you have a little whiskey in your coffee every morning, too, huh?
Yeah, I put whiskey in my coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Drink a little and 7-Up at night before I go to bed.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and you sleep real good. It puts you to sleep, and you don't have to twist and turn. You just go to sleep in the morning that way. What? It sure do help you through the day.
Well, and you're not any stranger to work either. I mean, the thing I saw about you on the news, you're out there sweeping. You're doing stuff all day, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I work all the time. I'm still working. I get out here and drive my car and get my license, and I just work whenever, just like I do when I was 40 years old. But I don't have the energy that I had. I kind of give out a little bit. But I don't let that worry me. I just keep on moving.
Can you tell us tell us a little bit about your military service?
About my what?
About the military service.
Military service, well, I've been in there, I think, 4 or 5 years, something like that. I just remember how many years. But I enjoyed it. I went overseas several times and got all tied up in different places. You know how a soldier, you never know where he's going.
Yeah.
But I was lucky to get out of every bit of it. And I was shot at and shot at. And I've been shooting at people. He's shooting me, you shoot back at him.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, and so anyway, I didn't get a scratch on me. And I was here in World War I for a long time.
World War II?
No, World War I. I was here too. I went to see World War I. When the soldiers, I think it's 5,000, come over from San Antonio back on, when they open up Camp Mabee in Austin here. You remember when they opened up Camp Mabee?
Yeah.
Well, that's when I seen all those soldiers cross the river bridge. They walked from San Antonio to Austin. And I can't find anybody to say that they seen them people.
That's when you were a kid.
Yeah. They would walk here. See, too many to put on train. It take a day and a night, I think, to walk here.
Wow.
Wow. And some of them fell out and some of them didn't. Most of them walk here.
Oh, man, you are great. We're going to make it out to see you, Mr. Overton. Thanks again for being on.
Yes, sir. If you come to Austin, you'll be sure don't go about it until you do come to see me.
You got it. You have a great day, okay?
Okay. Nice talking to
you. Nice talking to you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, next week, we get more life lessons right here with a brand new edition of the National Defense next week. Thanks for listening.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway. So much sandwich. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense.